All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. 10 o'clock tonight, we're going to have the Spearmint Rhino girls come in.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And after the news, we got some great Larry King clips. He's with Snoop again.
Oh, no.
He's always with Snoop now.
Yeah, Larry King and Snoop Dogg are now, they're like hanged together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. All right, it is 9 o'clock. That must mean news with Robin, everybody.
Now,
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news.
Yeah, it's about 6 minutes after nine. What's happening in the news tonight, Robin?
Well, tornadoes and thunderstorms flattened the land and shattered lives across the U.S. South on Tuesday and Wednesday, killing at least 54 people and injuring more than 150 in the deadliest storm in 9 years.
Wow.
Now, President George W. Bush will travel to Tennessee on Friday to survey the storm damage and offer his support to those affected.
I want to come here and be kind of far from the microphone and wear my boots and assess the damage.
Well, apparently Brian's heard this clip already. Here's a clip of President Bush talking to the victims of the tornado.
I hadn't heard
B-160. All right,
B-160, here we go.
We turn our thoughts to those suffering from yesterday's tornadoes. It's a bad storm that affected a lot of people in a variety of states. Administration is reaching out to state officials. I just called the governors of the affected states. I wanted them to know that this government will help them. But more importantly, I wanted them to be able to tell the people in their states that the American people hold them up and hold those who suffered up in prayer. Loss of life, a lot of loss of property. Prayers can help, and so can the government.
Wow, that's a lot of people dead, man. That's 54.
Yeah, it's a
Jesus
tragedy.
Jesus Christ, what a storm.
It's a tragedy.
Oh, man, those poor people. Jesus
Christ. And their families. And, you know, it's like, you know, when you hear like 54 people, you think 54, but then you think each of the 54 has its own family and group of friends attached to it. You know, it's really, so many people affected.
And there's probably a lot of people that thought they were going to die, you know.
Can you imagine?
There's probably thousands of people thought this is it.
Now, I think what you're supposed to do, and Robin, I don't know if you know this, but when a tornado or a twister is coming, I think I read this on the line or
get in the cellar.
Get in the cellar, or I read it in a book years ago, or get in the bathtub.
The bathtub, or stand in a doorway.
And put a mattress, like take the mattress off the bed. And
somehow I don't think that's going to save you, but I'm not sure.
Now, I think if the ceiling starts cracking in, I think you're supposed to have a mattress over you.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I read years ago. I could be wrong. I've never been in a twister area, but I think that's what you're supposed to do.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, Broward County authorities said grandmother Henrietta Days was arrested for soliciting an undercover officer for cocaine last night.
Oh, baby.
Eight others were also arrested at her home, and many of them were her own grandchildren.
Mm.
And we have exclusive audio of her arrest. S-37.
S-36, I believe. Wow, look at that.
Excuse me, young man.
Oh, yeah, what can I do for you?
Can I get some snow?
I'm sorry?
Snow, can I get some snow?
Ma'am, this is Los Angeles. There's no snow here unless you go up to the mountain.
No, snow, can I get some snow?
You must be confused. Can I help you go to a bus station or something?
No, snow, you idiot. Snow, like powder, booger sugar, fairy dust, an 8-ball, you know, cocaine.
Ma'am, you realize you're soliciting a federal officer for cocaine? Are you sure you want to do this?
Oh, no.
Look, ma'am, I think I'm going to have to place you under arrest.
You know, are you married, dear? I have a niece that would be just perfect for you.
Oh, that is so sweet, but I can't ask you to use your one phone call to set me up on a date. Now, if you could go ahead and put your hands behind your back, I'm sorry.
Very low-key arrest.
Yeah, dumb move, man. What was that, Jerry?
Can I get some snow?
Could I get some snow?
Could I get some snow?
All right.
It's a very low-key, the whole thing. I mean, she was...
How old was that woman?
I think she was 82.
Wow.
And the officer was very... I mean, the officer sounded like he was on downers or something.
Yeah, but 82, don't you just give her the snow?
I would think so. I mean, I'm not an advocate of that, and I've never done that. But at 82, I mean, you know, what is she going to do? You know,
yeah. I mean, what is she going to do? Blow the last 6 months of her life?
Yeah. Right.
She made it to 82.
On some level, she should be congratulated.
Yeah, with a little snow. She wanted some snow. Maybe it's the snow that keeps you young.
But she knows all of the euphemisms for cocaine.
Yeah, she does.
Booger sugar and.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, MVP Giants quarterback Eli Manning will be a guest on David Letterman tonight.
Oh, cool.
And here's Eli talking about his amazing touchdown that won the Giants the Super Bowl, E-114.
All right, Eli Manning, Super Bowl champ.
I don't like those third down, third and long situations, but right. You guys seem to thrive in that, don't you?
I think for whatever this team, when you're up against the wall, when the circumstances are tough, that's when you get our best play. That's why I think we were able to win on the road. We won 11 games in a row on the road, and that's tough to do.
The touchdown, it was so pretty. It looked so easy. Was that the play you were hoping to get to call?
Yeah, you know, they've been playing conservative defense that whole drive. They're, you know, two safeties back, this real kind of let you throw underneath. And finally they came out with an all-out blitz. They're saying, we're bringing everybody, see if they can get a sack or a play. And
all right, we get it. All right.
Really? Did David Letterman call the touchdown pass pretty?
I don't know what happened there, but is that a dull man, that Eli Manning.
But
quarterback, but right. Wildly dull.
We love David Letterman, but he called it pretty, right? He called
I don't like those third down, third and long situations, but you guys seem to thrive in that, don't you?
I think for whatever this team, when you're up against the wall, when the circumstances are tough, that's when you get our best play. That's why I think we were able to win on the road. We won 11 games in a row on the road, and that's tough to do.
The touchdown, it was so pretty. It looked so easy. Was that the play you were hoping?
There he goes.
You know, I didn't think it was a pretty pretty pass. I thought it was delicious.
You know, all these athletes, it's all just, you know, one euphemism after another sports saying,
it was a scrumptious pass.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, finally, today, Academy Award winner Jack Nicholson announced his support for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton on the Rick Dees in the Morning Show on Los Angeles' Movin' 93.9 FM. Nicholson, his move puts him in the same league as longtime Clinton boosters Barbara Streisand and Danny DeVito.
Oh, boy.
And we have a clip from Mr. Nicholson's call in on Movin' 93.9 D71.
All right. Yeah. This is Rick Dees and Jack Nicholson.
He has always been a frequent guest on Rick's show.
Is that right?
Jack, yeah. They play golf together, so they...
All right, here we go.
Good morning, everybody. Here we are at the all-new Movin' 93.9. It is Rick Dees in the morning and on the Dees hotline. Give it up for Jack Nicholson. Well, good morning, Jack.
Well, good morning, Ricky Dees.
And you are wide awake and moving to the new Movin' 93.9.
Well, it is the 70s and 80s mix that makes you move. I've had a little trouble moving this morning. I took a few Ambien.
I'm on Ambien right now.
You know, I told Heath Ledger, I warned him about it. I took one of those. Somebody said they were kind of mellow, and there was an emergency in the middle of the night. I nearly drove off a goddamn cliff.
Oh, I know you did. I heard about that.
I called to formally endorse Senator Hillary Clinton for President of the United States of America. You know, the truth is, Rick, she makes me want to be a better man.
Wait a minute. We are making news right here at the all-new Movin' 93.9. Jack Nicholson endorsing Senator Hillary Clinton. Well, that is wonderful, Jack, and thank you so much for calling in, and God bless you. And here's Rick Astley, the birthday boy.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute.
Why would he do that? Why would he endorse Hillary Clinton on the air? Doesn't he know 50% of the audience likes her and 50% of the audience doesn't like her? So he's guaranteed to offend 50% of the audience. 50% will go great and 50% will say,
what's wrong with him? God, that's with any political candidate. If he had said John McCain, I'd say the same thing. God dang it, that makes me so angry.
Turn his mic.
He doesn't like when people endorse on his show, huh?
Apparently not. No. He likes to stay away from those areas.
What a great guy Rick D is, but he doesn't like, you know.
No endorsements.
No political talk.
No, stay away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do that? All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, that's what's happening.
All right, the news with Robin, everybody.
From the Miracle Mile in Los Angeles. Robin with the news.
All right, there she goes, Robin in the news, everybody. All right,
Robin.
Don't forget, at 10 o'clock tonight, we have some Spearmint Rhino chicks coming in. And for right now, Larry King is with Snoop Dogg again.
Whoa.
Yeah, yes. Larry King, man, with the Snoopers.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't understand why these two are together.
Well, you know what happened? Snoop Dogg did an appearance on Larry King Live on CNN.
Right.
So I think part of that appearance was that they would hang out together, and they went to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Right.
And they shot some video of the guys there, you know, having lunch. And Larry has become a friend kind of Snoop Dogg, and there's a lot of this video floating around of the two of them.
All right, here we go.
And it's all real.
Welcome to another edition of Larry King Live, a night we've looked forward to for a long time. One of my favorite people, a lot of people's favorite people. He's Snoop Dogg, and he's with us right here in the studios.
Oh, man. He's Snoop Dogg!
A lot of people's favorite people.
A lot of people's favorite people.
Yeah, he's Snoop
D-O-double. The people's favorite people.
D-O-double G, you see.
He's Snoop Dogg, and he's with us right here in the studios. In fact, I believe he should be coming in. There he is.
There you go. Everyone's people's favorite peoples is in the studios.
He's a lot of people's favorite people.
He's in the studios.
It's like he's doing an afternoon show at Power 106. I mean, really?
Are they doing this show from? Do they do Larry's show from Forest Lawn? Is he just? He's sitting on the edge.
No, he's
of
not.
Of the casket,
no,
doing
no.
the show?
No, he does it at CNN.
Oh, all right.
In Hollywood.
All right, Larry King and Snoop Dogg.
Does one, we got a lot of things to talk about, but
right.
How does one choose to become a rapper? Why are you a rapper?
Well, when I was a kid, I was infatuated with the rappers in the early 80s who were, you know, able to put words together and rhyme and have melodies with it. And as an infatuation of mine, it made me want to, you know, become a part of it. So I learned how to do it and mastered it, and here I am today.
Low-level question, low-level answer.
You know, Snoop, Dick Cavett told me 40 years ago, Larry, you ask a low-level question, you're going to get a low-level answer.
It really is. I mean, what made you want to become a football player? Well, my dad was a football player. It was always football around the house. My uncle was a football coach. My mom liked football, and I got into football.
Our guest is Tim Conway Jr.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
What made you want to be on the radio?
Well, my dad was in the show business. A lot of his friends were in show business. A lot of his friends' sons and daughters were in show business. And I thought, well, maybe I'd like to be in show business like my dad was in show business. Ah, bubble.
Oh, my God.
You just go into it.
Right.
Jeez.
Jeez.
I mean, that's what happens when, you know, I mean, Larry King prides himself on not doing any, like, homework for guests.
He doesn't prepare for interviews. He says that. He doesn't read the material they send over. None of it.
Oh, Bobo.
Was it very big in the early 80s?
In my community in Long Beach, it was real big because it was always looked at as something that, you know, the New York, you know, rappers were like the dominant rappers, and then a couple of West Coast rappers were dominant as well, but it was looked at as something that was far-fetched from somebody from Long Beach, so it was a dream of mine, and I wanted to be the first one to do it.
It is music, right?
Music first, baby.
Bitch!
It is music, right? I mean, you're a musician, right? You're black, right?
Are you a black guy who's a rapper, or a rapper who's a black guy?
What an obvious question. Oh, my gosh. Now, by the way, what Larry says, was it around in the 80s? Larry was around in the 80s. Does he remember, like, the double Dutch bus and all of that?
Oh, yeah. Or Cool Moe Dee?
Yeah, all of this stuff. Jerry.
I remember from the 80s.
From the 80s. The double Dutch bus.
Yeah, or a guy with 100 girls is a hero. You know, that whole run.
Yes. Or what was a youth? What was the past the Dutchie? Come on.
Past the
that was rap. Well,
I
that
think
really
so.
Wasn't rap. Well,
no,
it's music first, though, right? I mean, it's music. Please
right.
tell me it's music because I don't know much about it at all.
Snoop Dogg and Larry King.
Your real name is Calvin Broadus, right?
Yes, sir.
Anybody ever call you Calvin?
Sometimes, mainly Snoop Dogg.
How did you pick Snoop Dogg?
My mother did. When I was a youngster, I used to watch the Peanuts. And the character on there, Snoopy, was a favorite of mine.
He was the dog.
Why not? Yeah, that's my little brother, Snoopy. So, I mean, you know, I loved him. So my mother said that I watched him so much that I started to look like him.
Hmm.
Oh, sweet.
I never heard that story before.
To watch the Peanuts. The Peanuts.
Like the Peanuts.
Now, do you find with, like, Sophia, she watches Dora the Explorer.
Right.
Is she beginning to look like Dora?
Not quite.
Okay.
But, she looks a little more like Boots, the monkey. Oh, man.
All right.
Here is more of Larry King and Snoop Dogg back together again.
You're supposed to be hosting the 2008 Penthouse Desire Super Bowl party next weekend in Scottsdale. That is going to feature a lot of pretty girls.
Ooh, ooh. Larry.
Whoa.
Nah, that's going to feature a lot of pretty girls,
that,
yo.
That there party's going to feature lots of pretty bitches.
Yeah, you're going to be at the Penthouse Desire party now. That there party, you get up in that right there. That's going to have a lot of pretty biatches at that party, right, yo?
I'd like to see that expensive grill. I mean, you got really into like... Ooh.
Black talk,
man.
From a Jew from Brooklyn.
That is going to feature a lot of pretty girls.
Oh, God, that's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. It's like when Hillary Clinton goes south and she pretends to put on a southern accent. God, it's just so embarrassing when people do that.
That is going to feature a lot of pretty girls.
Yes,
in fact,
yes.
This coming, we're going to be there Sunday.
What? This coming, we won't be there Sunday?
Larry.
This
coming week.
How does your wife feel about it?
She know how I know how to separate business from pleasure, so it's a business move. It's me going out there to support,
right.
You know, the NFL, and then also my youth football league has a Super Bowl that we play every year annually the day before the Super Bowl, so it's all business, and it's all a good time, and I know how to keep it professional.
How do you think Larry's wife feels listening to Larry at, you know, 106 try to talk like a black guy?
Yeah, that's rough.
I mean, speaking of how wives feel listening to stuff.
Snooper Bowl. I like that.
You do. You're into that, right?
The Snooper Bowl?
Yeah.
All right. More with, we got to take a break. We'll come back more with Larry King and Snoop Dogg, everybody.
There's going to be a lot of pretty girls at that party right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this down for
and
you.
And we got our own pretty bitches coming at 10 from Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah, going to be a lot of pretty girls up in this bizwitch.
Ugh. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, we're going still home with you. Still waters run deep. Still Snoop Dogg and DRE. 9-9. Nine, nine. Guess still who's doing back? That Andre. Oh, for sure. Check me out.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah.
Larry King is with Snoop again. I think the show was on over the weekend.
Right. It was Larry King live on CNN. Snoop Dogg was Larry's guest.
Yeah.
For the full hour.
Here's another clip, man. Snoop Dogg and Larry King.
The opening credits of your show, you rap, "This Ain't the Huxtables,"
yeah.
The old Bill Cosby show.
Uh-huh.
Would you not want to be a Huxtable?
No, that's a great situation. I was just explaining to you that I'm not, you know, raising mine like the Huxtables. You know, they had a great persona and a great perception on the way life is for the black American family in America, but my family is not like the Huxtables, despite we would like to become them one day, but right now we're not.
You'd like to become them, though.
Yes. I'd like for my kids to go to college and live prosperous lives.
Do you think they were unreal, the Huxtables?
No, I think they were very real. I just feel like,
it's hard to reach that coming from where I'm from.
No, as far but by the way, this is all not true. Snoop Dogg has more money than the Huxtables had. So, you know, it's Snoop Dogg has zero credibility when he says, you know,
it's like, you know, when you hear some other radio personalities talking about first class, you know, like they can't afford the ticket in first class.
You're exactly right, Tim. It's, you know, don't say that you can't be like the Huxtables. Of course you can. You're Snoop Dogg. You have millions and millions. He's probably worth $100 million, Snoop Dogg.
He's talking about when he was growing up, Brian.
Jerry, is that right?
Jerry.
Yes.
You're a little Jewish kid from Lakewood. Stop defending Snoop
Dogg. He's talking about when he was growing up. You didn't hear that?
Right, let's see. Hold on.
Do you think they were unreal, the Huxtables?
No, I think they were very real. I just feel like it's hard to reach that coming from where I'm from. As far as where all your kids go to college and it's everything is a perfect world and just works all the time. Life is for the black American raising mine like the Huxtables. You know, they had a great persona and a great perception on the way life is for the black American family in America. But my family is not like the Huxtables, despite we would like to become them one day. But right now we're not.
You're wrong, Jerry.
Yeah.
He said we'd like to become them one day, but right now we're not. He has a ton of money.
I feel where Snoop's coming from, though. I can see that.
Right, Jerry, you're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah, Jerry, you're wrong.
He has Huxtable money. If Snoop Dogg wants to be married and have kids like Cliff Huxtable, played by Bill Cosby, he can definitely have that life. He could buy any beautiful apartment.
He has Huxtable cash.
He has Cliff Huxtable walking around money.
Yeah.
How?
All right. Snoop Dogg and Larry King together again.
What do you make emotionally as a black man about the Obama-Clinton race?
To me, I feel like they both are great candidates because they both have strong situations to support them. As far as Clinton, her husband was in office, and when he was in office, we had a great time, and she was his backbone. Anybody knows that every strong man needs a woman to be his backbone, so she basically probably was the mind and soul behind him being the president.
You're not supporting either one?
I'm not down with the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I represent the gangster party.
The gangster party?
Yes, sir.
Rick Dees would love that response.
The gangster party?
Yeah, he's not a Democrat or Republican.
No, that's great. Say more of that.
Probably was the mind and soul behind him being the president.
You're not supporting either one?
I'm not down with the Republican Party or the Democratic Party.
There you go. You got to walk that fence,
well,
man.
Well, where to go, Snoop?
Yeah.
And tell me more about the Snooper Bowl.
Are you still basically a gangster at heart?
That's a figure of speech.
That's another butchered statement there.
What does Larry do? See, now, you know what, by the way? You know what that tells me? When somebody has to affect their speech and change their speech, it means, as Larry has done in this interview, it means they're uncomfortable. So for him to go, he didn't just do it there. He was doing like a Jewish thing. But when he did that black talk a few minutes ago, talking about the Playboy, you know, or the penthouse thing, that means he's uncomfortable around Snoop. Right? Isn't that, or else why would he do that? Why would he change his voice like that?
Are you still basically a gangster at
That's
heart?
A figure of speech. You know I like using that word.
Was it G-A-N-G-S-T-E-R or G-A-N-G-S-T-A?
Say it, Larry. Say it like
gangsta.
You mean it. Say it like you mean it.
Ah, Larry King,
it's harder
man.
For her than for you.
Oh, ba-boom.
Say it like
gangsta.
You mean it. Say it.
That just doesn't sound right.
No. Well, it's almost over, and I think they are aware of that. So they're letting him just book who he wants, and I think they all are just.
He's the highest rated guy over there.
I know he's on fire.
Gangsta.
That sounds like a handicapped man.
It does. It sounds like something you'd hear in a nursing home.
Gangsta.
Yeah, that's right. You hear that at Laguna Woods.
Right. If you were walking through Laguna Woods, you know, you might hear.
Gangsta.
But you wouldn't pay any attention to it because you.
No, you would hear this followed by a guy farting.
Right. And then people talking about jointritis.
Yeah, but this guy, these are the three sounds you hear at Leisure World or Laguna Woods.
Right.
Gangsta.
You just roll it on, rub it around. It just relieves that arthritis pain.
Gangsta.
My ankles.
Hey, we're all going to be there one day.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah. I hope to not be there.
You really?
Yeah.
You want to go earlier than that?
I hope to be taken just gently.
Tonight?
Well, not tonight. I mean, we have the Grammy show to do.
Yeah. Maybe Saturday?
Yeah.
All right. more with Larry King and Snoop Dogg.
When we look at the homes of other celebrities, usually a lot of mansions, a lot of Beverly Hills High style. You are kind of a... other celebrities. Usually a lot of mansions, a lot of Beverly Hills High style.
A lot of mansions.
Yeah, a lot of mansions. Oh, hell no, you didn't, Larry. Oh, Larry. Oh, hell no.
A lot of mansions.
A lot of mansions.
A lot of mansions, a lot of Beverly Hills High style. You are kind of a... How would you describe where you live? High style. You are kind of a... How would you describe where you live?
I live in an old man.
What happened to his voice?
You are kind of a... How would you describe where you live?
I live in a...
I think he died and came back. During that 2 seconds. He almost left us, then he came back.
What does he sound like?
Something you are kind of a...
You know, he's doing Marlon Brando. Listen to Larry. In the middle of his interview, he goes into Marlon Brando.
You are kind of a... How would you describe where you live?
I live in a...
Kind of a... How would you describe where you live?
I live in an old man's house.
You
are kind of
What would you describe where you live?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in Diamond Bar, California.
Hey, listen, Diamond Bar?
You're in Diamond Bar.
Is that right?
Yeah, he lives in Diamond Bar.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You
go to Diamond Bar. Go to Diamond Bar.
How would you go about describing where you live?
Go to Diamond Bar.
You are kind of a... How would you describe where you live?
I live in an old man's house.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in Diamond Bar, California.
Diamond Bar?
Yeah, see,
that ain't here.
No, it's not.
That ain't here.
That ain't here.
Where is that?
That's over there. Diamond Bar. That ain't here.
This is Hollywood. Where is that?
God, he just sounds so crazy.
No, it's not. See, but it's like, you know.
That ain't here.
No, it's not. See, but
that ain't here.
No,
that ain't here.
No, it's not. See, but it's like, you know. When you get to the point where I'm at, Larry, where, you know, you've had all that. I've had mansions and fancy cars and the best of this and the best of that. Now I just want to live. And it's about my wife and kids having the best things in life. It's about what they want. No. If they want mansions and this and that, I'll provide them with that.
Look, you know, I understand that. I understand what it's about for you. I understand it's not about big mansions and big cars. I understand it's more about Diamond Bar.
I kind of am.
It's harder for hunting for you.
Kind of am.
Tomorrow night we got a wonderful panel. We're going to talk about the Middle East, and we're bringing on Madeleine Albright.
Ooh, kind of am.
For a full hour. Right here.
What happened over there?
Sunset. Something's in the air.
In Cahuenga. The construction get to him?
I don't know what's going on. Asbestos flying through the air?
Kind of am.
What kind of am?
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. More of Snoop Dogg and Larry King, classic audio. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Snoop Dogg, man.
Yeah, man.
For how long? For a half hour?
A full hour.
For a full hour.
Snoop Dogg.
All right. Sal and Altadena, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, you guys are killing me with that stuff, man. I was bench pressing 200 pounds when you guys started doing that. You guys almost killed me there.
You shouldn't bench press while you listen to radio.
Right, because if something particularly funny happens and no one's there to, you know, save you or spot you, you know.
Yeah, you guys should make up a list of things not to do while listening to you guys.
Well, that's one of them. I think it's the only one.
I can think of a couple.
What are some others?
What would be another if you're thinking of them?
Probably having sex would not be a good one.
Why?
That's a good one, yeah.
Why? That's what you could do that.
No, I think it's a good one.
That might be a good one. I don't know.
All right, hold on. We'll put you on hold. You think of some more.
Okay.
We'll put you back on. All right. There you go.
Why would you not want to have sex while listening to this show?
It's just weird. It's like three guys and one girl.
Oh, from that perspective. Okay.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of it like that.
One of the storylines on the show is the untrained dogs in your house and the mess they create.
Oh,
how many dogs you have?
We got about 10 dogs, 4 or 5 on the inside, 4 or 5 on the outside. We got.
I bet the people in Diamond Bar love that. Who's the guy with 10 dogs?
Got all the pretty dogs on the inside and all the rah, 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 on the outside.
Big dogs, little dogs?
Yeah, big dogs on the outside. Rah.
Big dogs, little dogs, even dogs that bark.
The rah, 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 on the outside.
Big dogs, little dogs?
Yeah. Big dogs.
No, they're all exactly
the same
28
size.
Pounds. They're all medium.
Medium-sized dogs.
Big dogs, little dogs, medium dogs,
medium
dogs,
dogs,
white dogs, dogs with four legs, dogs with two with the wheels on their ass, dogs with the hair, dogs without hair, dogs with ears, dogs without ears. What do you got?
Big dogs, small dogs.
Big dogs, small dogs.
Big dogs on the outside. Rottweilers and pits on the outside.
Big dogs, little dogs.
Yeah. Big dogs on the outside, Rottweilers and pit bulls outside.
Rottweilers and pit bulls.
Yes, and then on the inside we
down
got
the
like...
Down the outside, Rottweilers and pit bulls are on the outside. Now the little dogs, a Yorkshire Terrier and Chihuahua, they're on the inside.
What was this?
But on the outside...
Oh, let's play this real quick.
Oh, no.
Well, it'll take a second here.
Okay.
Evidently, Danny Bonaducci... talked about us.
Oh, really?
Is that right?
How did we come up?
Was it positive or negative? What was it? Hey, Randy. Was it positive or negative?
Is it positive or negative? Positive?
Positive?
He's lying.
You think he's lying?
Yeah. Okay, I wasn't paying attention. What was the question?
Positive or negative with
Danny Bonaducci. Positive or negative?
Oh, extremely negative.
Ah, Bobbo. All right, let's do me a favor here. Backspace on that computer. I can't reach it. Backspace, backspace, backspace. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. All right, keep one more. Then A-N-N-Y. And hit load or enter.
He's
perfect.
A what?
All right, here we go. All right, Danny Bonaducci talking about Brian Whitman.
The beginning of my personal MySpace meltdown is bad, but what's happening tonight is so perfect. That, and we don't have guests, so we don't do anything on Thursdays, right? I can tick about whatever I want.
Yeah, we do nothing on Thursdays.
No, we do not do nothing on Thursdays.
Well, you know what I mean.
Bitch, we entertain. What, are you out of your mind? We do nothing on Thursdays? Well, not just show up.
Mm. Well, you know what I mean.
Why don't you have Whitman show up if we're going to do nothing? Oh, just kidding, Whitman. You were a butt to me once, and I had to get even.
No, that's fine.
And
by the way, why does he think I was the one who was rude to him once? Wasn't
I don't know.
Wasn't it?
I don't know what got into you, dude.
Wasn't that bit your idea?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because as I recall, it was your idea.
No idea what you're talking about.
Well, all right.
All right. We got to take a break here.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
All right. There
all right,
he goes.
There he
Danny
goes.
Bonaducci.
Yeah, man.
We got to take a break. When we come back, the girls from Spearmint Rhino, everybody.
Yeah, man.
And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.